This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogel from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Andre Turia from Green Attic Insulation. Mr. Floor, Igor Morak. And Sarah Andreas from Robert R. Andreas & Sons. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Good morning, Chicago. Thank you, Mr. Jennings. We're going to light this torch. We got a packed show. Alderman Brendan Riley coming up at noon. Elwood, buddy, I'm out of Chicago. I'm all flabbergasted.
6 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
Chicago.
The Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Welcoming back Jeremy Hogel. Was on a company trip last weekend up in Wisconsin. And that's your
And no one got hurt?
No one got hurt.
And everyone had a great time. And it rained most of the time.
And somebody got their face licked. But we won't talk about that.
We're not going to talk about
we
that.
We won't talk about any face licking of an 80-year-old woman at a bar.
She was graceful.
Mm-hmm. 312-981-72. It's a judgment-free zone.
Thank you.
312-981-70. We weren't supposed to mention that on air, so sure. we'll just edit that out. 312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Let's go around the horn here. Sarah Andreas, Robin Andreas and Son, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I am outstanding. Sarah said that she lost weight because she stopped drinking. So,
yes.
Oh, that's a great way to lose
weight.
One
day a month. So today is actually my big drinking day after this. My
that's
one
right.
day.
Oh, you're not drunk already?
No.
You didn't have a mimosa at breakfast?
No. Okay. I stuck to my OJ.
Good job.
Mm-hmm. So I told her I'm going to start drinking so I could stop drinking.
Yeah, I was going to say you don't drink.
I don't drink.
Oh, just so you could lose weight. So I don't think it works that way. You'll gain weight.
We're going to try.
Okay, fair.
I am a man of the people. I'm willing to give it a shot.
It's a health conscious choice.
Exactly.
I like it.
Sarah, what are you talking about?
Today, we're going to talk about servicing our industrial and commercial clients. I want to talk about loading docks. If you have a loading dock at your facility, how do you know when it's too far gone where you can repair it or if it needs to be fully replaced? And we're going to talk about the importance of bollards.
Yes.
Yes, bollards.
You know why? Because we keep having these smash and grab scumbags that piece of those pieces of crap.
The seven, eight of them
killed that guy three weeks ago off of Michigan Avenue.
Yep.
Killed a guy.
These scumbags. Seven or eight of them do a smash and grab, drive the car through the Louis Vuitton store, right?
Yeah.
Louis Vuitton. Grab about, $250,000, $500,000, whatever the hell they grabbed.
Yep. Okay. So two purses?
No. Two purses, right.
So two.
Right. Change purse. Uh-huh. You know, packing in the car, hit the gas, hit a guy.
Wow.
Who worked at Northwestern Memorial over here, okay, right over here in the Gold Coast. It was his day before. His wife just had a baby. It was his last day on the job before he was going on paternity leave. Is that what they call it?
That is what they call it.
Okay. They didn't have that one.
I know. They didn't have that when I had kids.
I know. Yeah. Well, when our wives had kids.
Sure. Thank you.
Because if we had kids, we'd be childless.
Yeah, agreed.
There's no way we could deal with the pain.
Yeah.
But more stores.
Yes.
Wow. Up
the entire Michigan Avenue is going to have bollards?
Bollards. People always text.
I know.
Bollards.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about it.
I'm glad you're here because I wanted to talk about that. It's new. Capital 2-3 weeks ago.
It's huge. And then, there was previously the child killed at Portillo's. It's happening.
Phone number.
708-863-5735. Or you can find us on the web, andreasconstruction.com.
We got Igor Morak. How are you, Igor Morak?
The Mr.
Floor.
Good morning.
It's that time of season, right? People are calling about getting their floors done and weather changing kind of. We're one day it's 50 degrees out, next day today it's 85,
yeah.
Right? We're in that
you I heard false fall. They call it false fall.
Yeah. Andre told me that we've got some Arctic blast coming down out of Moldavia.
And it's coming just out of there.
Yeah, just special delivery through the Arctic Circle coming down. That he's, the people he's following are predicting record colds. Which is awesome.
Yeah, no.
What are you talking about?
We're going to be talking about something, David, that comes up regularly for us. We're a full service flooring company, so we do sanding and refinishing. We do installations. We're a full service company that we see everything, right? One of the things we see a lot is where clients will call us and they will say, well, why are my floors so scratched up? I have felt pads underneath my chairs. I have mats. I have rugs. I'm washing my floor. I'm clean. Why is my floor scratching? Why do I see scratches all the time? And the one hidden thing that people don't understand or realize
it's kids.
Besides the kids, encapsulated dirt. And we're going to talk about what encapsulated dirt is, what it means, why it destroys people's floors, why it lessens the lifespan of floors, how it gets there, and more importantly, what to do about it.
Phone number.
Our phone number directly is 847-674-7500, or visit us online at MrFloor.com.
Andre, I'm not touching the last name from Green Attic. What are we talking about today? How do you pronounce your last name?
Durea. Good morning, everyone. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk today about, Green Attic Insulation. We're a food insulation company. And I want to talk today about flat roofs in Chicago that people don't talk enough about, and light, industrial, and commercial. Multifamily buildings, flat roofs, warehouses. I think people, underestimate how much money you can save, how much more comfortable you can make it, and increase home value of those properties. So that's what I would like to talk about before we have the Moldavian vortex coming.
Yes, exactly. See? He said,
Moldavian. Moldavian vortex.
The Moldavian vortex.
Yeah, that's good.
The Moldavian vortex.
They're saying that it's going to be like a very, very cold winter. That's what they're predicting.
I don't like that. I predict we're going to have a real mild winter, and it's going to be amazing. Maybe 60s.
Come back in 7 months, and
David,
we'll see who wins.
Where's Moldavia?
Moldavia is over there.
It's definitely over there.
You
got to jump water.
After the lake.
Yeah, you got to get on a plane.
Waste.
It's over on the other side.
It's over by there.
Phone number.
847-777-4777, greenattic.com.
MegaPros Jeremy, MegaPros Home Improvement. Hold on, Jeremy wasn't here last week because of this. Go ahead, Benny. Campfire scene of Blazing Saddles.
Oh, yeah.
Does that sound?
It's pretty much. I mean, that's about it. I thought you were taking a live recording from our camper.
Yep.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. How accurate that
that's
is.
That's the annual.
That's right.
That's the annual MegaPros camping trip.
Seven guys and had a great time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we fished. We had fun. We did UTVing. It was great. And then we sat in the rain.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of rain sitting. It's Wisconsin.
Right? Found a dive bar with an 80-year-old lady that wanted to lick her face.
Did find that. Yeah, okay. That's true.
Did you get her number?
No, I'm married. I'm happily married. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that my wife would not like that.
But apparently she
did not like that.
Surprise.
I can't imagine why you'd even bring that up. Well, hey, honey, guess what?
Because I'm great.
And this 80-year-old lady and a lady licked my face.
I was told that honesty is the best policy.
No, you made her day. You made her day.
I did.
I'm talking about the older lady.
Of course. Yeah, I did not make my wife's day. No. Yeah, even probably talking about it on air will probably get
probably not good.
Yeah, probably get
okay.
All that. Yeah, that's okay.
Megapros.com.
Okay, we'll go to, what are you talking about?
Yeah, we could talk about gutter cleaning. That's always a fun thing this time of year as far as
season.
Fall. Yep. And then any home improvement questions, repairs, we're here to help.
All right, Alderman Brandon Riley coming up at noon. He's running against Tony Preckwinkle. Invitation to Mama Bear, Tony Preckwinkle, to come on air anytime. You have an open seat in here.
You've offered it.
And hundreds of times.
Yeah.
At least it seems like hundreds of times. But Tony Preckwinkle, Cook County Board President, you are more than welcome anytime. Equal treatment, equal time. 0.8 miles from here to the county building, like I've offered in the past. We'll send one of those rickshaws. I know the guy that plays Elton John and has got the lights on. He only plays Elton John as he's running. I know she's. I heard from what I understand, she's a huge fan of Elton John, who's not. So 0.8 miles, okay, might take a couple of minutes. Or we'll send an Uber Black if she wants.
Of course.
Ooh.
One of the luxury cars, 0.8 miles.
Yeah.
Because I'm a spender.
Yeah.
Home Sweet Home Chicago, the mailbag coming up after these messages. Senegar Plumbing, the only plumbing company that I trust to touch my pipes that are in my house, Jeremy, as you know.
Of course.
Special shout out to Ryan from Red's Gardening right now.
Hmm.
He planted new trees. My arborvitaes kept dying.
Why are you killing arborvitaes?
Because they were getting overwatered.
Oh.
Two landscape companies. I must have replaced 15 arborvitaes.
Huh.
They aren't cheap.
No.
So I got reds out there. This guy, Ryan.
Off of Dundee.
Off of Dundee.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Great place.
Fantastic. Outstanding. Oh, yeah. 12 stars. Can't say enough good things about it.
Can you go 12?
Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
All right.
And the
it's
reason
Dave.
He gained an extra 7.
Yeah.
Because I'm out there yesterday. I get a call from my daughter. Hey, he liked to talk to you. Ryan liked to talk to you. I'm like, what does he want to talk to me about? He's like, he just wants to ask you a question. We go
did
out
my
there.
Check bounce?
Not yet.
Like,
right?
Like,
so talk to you or talk to
nice guy.
Exactly. Hey, we got a
super nice guy.
Okay.
So he's like, hey, you know, we usually plant them 5 feet apart off center and this, that, and the other thing. And he's like, is that okay? I'm like, I don't know. I do mortgages. You do.
I don't know. Trees.
He's like, that's what I'd recommend. I'm like, all right, then let's done. And then he goes, hey, got to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Are you 56David.com?
No way.
I go.
No, he said, are you 56David.com?
I hear you on the radio all the time. At that time, Elise just happened to be leaving
that's the best.
The house.
I love it.
Walking down because he wanted to have a little consultation. I go, Ryan, do me a favor. Just, what did you just ask me? Because I want to get Elise's opinion on this because she hates it when people say, are you that David Hawk? So he goes, what do you mean? I go, what did you just ask me? Oh, if you're on the radio. And then Elise goes, oh, my God. Rolls her eyes, raised my hand, go, yep. I walked away, get about 20 feet away.
Victory.
I go, victory. I go, Ryan, by the way, that other project that we were going to put off, you could do it. Go ahead.
Anytime. Anytime you want to do it.
That's worth the extra whatever. I go, do the edging. I don't care. Whatever. I win. Uh-huh. Boom. So shout out to Ryan.
Nice.
Okay, let's get to it. I sent you a text about the new tariffs. I also sent Jimmy Brown, big Trump supporter, the same text that I received when it came out. Breaking news.
How proud are you about your president?
No, it wasn't that. Okay. President Trump announces a 50% tariff on all kitchen cabinets, bathroom vanities, and associated products. There will also be a 30% tariff on upholstered furniture. New home and renovation just became even more expensive. And it had copy of our president's tweet, he said.
Yes.
I just forwarded it to you, and I forwarded it to Jimmy Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And this portion of the CenterGuard Plumbing Economic Report is on behalf of Jimmy Brown because he loves when I do this.
Okay.
And I just put it out there, hey, this is what's happening, right? I said, did I have any commentary?
Oh, no. You just said, hey,
check this out.
So
he fires back 7 to 10 different texts with Biden did this and everything else, and I'm just like, okay. And he kept piling on. I'm just like, okay. I'm like, well, I'm just telling you what the president just did. That's going to cause. Well, you know, this. I'm like, okay. And he's like, stop saying okay. So I replied, okay. I'm like,
obviously,
I'm just giving you information. I'm not making any political statements. It just happened.
Uh-huh.
So is it going to impact you?
So I responded nothing political because I don't follow any of it. And I just said, hey, that's on non-American-made products. And we have been sourcing for as long as we can on only exclusively American-made products because that's just because we're an American-made company.
Right.
And we like that. It is hard, though. So Kohler, for example, who's in Kohler, Wisconsin, and they make and manufacture stuff in Kohler, also manufacture stuff in China.
Oh.
So, you know, valves and the parts that go inside valves and the cartridges.
Jeremy, that may not affect them. If I read the tariff announcement correctly.
It already did in May.
If they have production in the U.S.
Yeah.
You know, they're able to bring product in as long as they have brick and mortar production here.
Sure.
In the ground.
In May, we already saw a spike on that stuff. Mm. From Kohler specifically, there was already a 30%. And quite honestly, I don't know if they ever bounced back from COVID.
Yeah, that may be.
Really just on the supply chain issue. So they were just still trying to catch up.
A lot
but
of
it really
these companies,
doesn't impact us.
A lot of these companies are taking advantage of this and jacking up their prices because they can.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So it is what it is. Yep. I just sent it. I literally got 8 to 10 things. And I kept saying okay. And that just kept upsetting them. So I'm just passing on information. Jimmy, I love you, but I mean, take it easy.
Wasn't it framed as a anti-dumping measure?
Yeah, sure. Whatever.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
I didn't read his. I just go for the Cliff Notes version. I don't read his 17 pages.
And Biden did this. Like, well, we're not talking about
care.
Biden.
I'm looking at the cost of meat that's up. But whatever. Okay, whatever. Okay, HELOC to buy a house. We talked to a listener.
Yeah.
that you
just
went
this
to
morning,
see just 6 minutes before the show.
Talked to her yesterday.
Explain the situation.
So she has at least six properties. All of them are paid off except for one. She wants to remodel one house because her late husband would start a project and not finish it. Yeah. And now she's stuck with this house and she doesn't know what to do.
Right? May
and
his
she,
memory be an eternal blessing.
Of course.
As we always say.
She loved it. I mean, she had a beautiful story. She loved her husband. It was awesome.
Right.
And she wants to do this big project so her son can move into the house. Mm. And I'm like, well, do you have the $200K? It's a whole house reno. And she's like, well, do you offer financing? And I'm like, yes. However, there's a cost. How about a HELOC? And she has a ton of equity in her house. And I'm like, you listen to the show every week and you don't have a HELOC? I listen to the show and sometimes I'm
you
here.
You got one?
And I didn't have a HELOC.
Yep.
So I got one. And it was easy.
And I'm in the process of getting one because the prepayment penalty that I had at BMO just expired. And I am in the process of applying. I have applied.
Sure.
Jessica's helping me for a HELOC in my home.
Got it.
At KCTCU.
Nice. I love it.
Very nice.
Nice.
So we do what we say here. So, and she was listening. We talked to her briefly before the show. And you're going to email her. We're going to connect it and go from there. All right. That was the mailbag. Sponsored by our good friends and outstanding individuals at Center Guard Plumbing, the only plumbing company that I trust to touch my pipes that are in my house. All right, we got Sarah Andreas from Robert Andreas and Son coming up after the break. I want to talk bollards.
Oh, yeah.
I know
we're
you want
talking bollards.
I want to talk bollards, what they are, how they can protect people.
Mm-hmm.
Poor SOB going to work the last day before he takes off for paternity leave.
You got it.
Poor guy gets run over by a bunch of scumbags that shouldn't have been even in that location in the first place because most of them should have been behind bars.
Yeah.
Okay, for previous activity. Okay, and that's one of the things we're going to talk to Alderman Brandon Riley about is running against Tony Preckwinkle is crime in addition to real estate. It's just ridiculous here in Cook County. All right, we're going to take a quick break. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200 to MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. So, bollards.
Bollards.
Can you explain again for all of our listeners that just tuned in? So rudely tuning in late. What they are.
Yeah, let me paint a picture.
Go ahead.
A steel tube. Standard is usually 6 inches in diameter, but you can do 4 inches, a little bit smaller, or up to 12 inches. The bollard goes below grade, below the ground.
How below does it go?
42 inches. You want it to get to the frost line.
Okay.
Yes. It's encased in concrete under the ground. Then it's filled with concrete, and it usually projects above grade about 4 feet. And there's steel tubes that we can paint, or you can have a custom wrapping
ornamental
put on it.
Top and all that stuff.
Yeah, with the top, but we can also put your logo on it to make it a little bit more aesthetically pleasing for your business. And why bollards? If you weren't listening, the smash and grab that is an epidemic in our good Cook County, because it's happening in the suburbs to protect your storefront from that kind of crime, or if you have an industrial facility to protect your investment of your building from trucks entering and leaving your facility. Bollards are going to be the number one way to protect either your storefront or your warehouse.
They just put them on the corner over here on Michigan Avenue in Illinois. I get on the way out and I look to the right.
I look at people.
Well, I know, but the people are standing in front of the bollards.
I look at people.
Okay, so at the corner over here.
I'll look now.
Yeah, they put three bollards on each side, on the pedestrian side.
Okay.
Because, again, it's a safety it's not smash and grab. It's crash and grab.
Crash and grab, exactly.
These scumbags are stealing cars, and they're backing it up and hitting the gas and smashing it through the front door, opening it up, pulling it up. The scumbags run out, load themselves up, pop the trunk, throw it all in the trunk, a car, and then they hit it because the car is facing out.
Yes.
And they just take off. And in this case, these idiots, scumbag crooks, ran over a poor innocent guy, and he's dead.
It happens. It does. And if you're thinking, well, I'm more in a commercial or an industrial setting, if you have skid steers or forklifts that are navigating around your facility, protecting the edges of your building, specifically if you have a brick building.
Sure.
If you've ever seen a forklift or a bobcat skid steer go into the side of a brick building, it is not pretty. It is going to erode some of the facing of your bricks. So safety for both commercial storefronts and industrial facilities.
How about in the areas where the trucks back in?
Yes.
In, you know, it's got 4, 5, 8 bays, right?
Yep. Yes, truck, a loading dock.
Loaded.
Yes. There you go.
Wow. Ding, ding, ding. Hey, he's in mortgage. Come on.
I believe in him. Yeah. He'll get
there.
You guys
are using fancy words.
Loading dock. You're right. It is really up there.
You mean the loading dock. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. The dock that people load. Sure. The loading dock. All right.
Absolutely.
Smarty pants.
I get it.
All right. That's okay. So in the loading dock areas, mm-hmm. right? Sometimes you're coming in tight. Sometimes you're getting around different yes. trucks. Sometimes you got to come in and it, you know, the lighting's bad. And instead of running into the building, you're running into
the bollard.
The bollard.
Yes. And you can put a reflective piece on the bollards so that when people are backing in,
it's like
a little blinker. Yeah, yeah. You could be able to see better.
Smart.
And it gives people who drive the big semis a nice guide.
Yeah.
Because sometimes the loading docks are just, it's concrete on concrete. If you have a bright red bollard, well, that's going to be a little bit more apparent than maybe just gray concrete.
What's the investment in something like that? Like one, I guess if you bought more of them, the unit costs would go down because you're already out there with the equipment and the manpower.
Yeah, I think the last time we were on the show, my dad said somewhere around 800 a bollard.
That's it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but if it was a one-off, there's no way.
Yeah, so then not firm pricing, but I'm going to go starting at 8. Except,
listen,
that seems completely worth it.
Maybe a 4 bollard minimum or something.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, you want to think also about the spacing. Who's going accessing in between those bollards? If you're something like a Jewel or a grocery store, you want your bollards to be spaced apart so a grocery cart can go through, or wheelchairs can access.
Scooters.
Yeah, scooters. You need to think about who is traversing the walkway that these bollards are going to happen. If you're primarily using it to protect your building from smash and grab or crash and grab or trucks on a loading dock situation, maybe you can go a little bit further apart and save yourself a couple bucks there.
Here's a good question, right? It might not be possible for the downtown community because of the utilities underground in the front of buildings.
They would go lower than 4 feet.
Yeah.
In Chicago.
But
the utilities,
they would have to in Chicago.
Okay,
yeah, residential
because of the frost.
Yeah,
okay.
All the work we do in Chicago, we call 8811. Call Julie.
Yeah.
We know before we dig. So if that's a concern, we're well equipped at pulling our dig numbers. We've been doing this for over 65 years. I don't think dig numbers have been around that long, but we know where to dig.
Interesting. All right. Mm-hmm. When we planted the trees, they came out and sprayed and
yeah, of course. You
know, did all that stuff.
It's essential.
Used to be Julie. Now it's just, what is it?
It's 811.
811.
811, yeah. We still call it Julie. It's,
we do too.
Cute.
But it's not.
Yeah. How about if there are consequences for car theft? Most car thefts are the first step in a more serious crime. 3 strikes and you're out, Texter. Well, not for these guys. These guys were
already criminals.
Seasoned criminal scumbags. And that kept repeat, you know, thanks Kim Fox, thanks Tony Preckwinkle, thanks Tim Evans, you know, in the courts.
Way to go, team.
Yeah, way to go, team, our leadership team in here in Cook County. So you're talking, so here, Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
Okay. Five bullards, bollards,
bollards,
five
you're
bollards,
get it.
A bollards. G-note apiece, say 5 G's.
Sure.
Okay.
And then
one purse.
What? Not even a purse.
Not even a purse.
Yeah, you don't even get. You don't even get to make a purse.
A luggage tag.
A luggage tag. Right.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
And I do wonder if your insurance company would take note of these extra safety
measures. That's a good point. Maybe just an
that
offset.
You're taking. Yep. Yeah.
Sure.
I mean,
would.
If you're improving your facility to be more safer, shouldn't your insurance reflect that?
Yes.
You would think.
You would think.
Phone number for our listeners who want to reach out to you.
708-863-5735 or find us on the web in DreasConstruction.com.
All right, we got Andre. Coming up from Green Attic after the break. Last name, Andre?
Torreja.
Yeah, Torreja. Coming up after the break, talking about insulation, flat roofs, sloped roofs, all types of roofs, and how you could help with insulating all of those different types of facilities. Phone number one more time, Sarah.
708-863-5735 or on the web, andreasconstruction.com.
Andre from Green Attic coming up next. Andre, flat roofs. You want to talk about roofing and how our listeners can insulate their roofs. Are there still a lot of homes here? Are there new builds doing flat roofs? Or is that more of a 50s and 60s type of building technique?
So the modern house, actually, and Jeremy, you may know that, right? Like people like those, you know, modern homes. They actually have a flat roof.
Right. Yeah.
So they, yes,
it's pretty. Like, it's pretty popular now.
Yeah, they are popping up, huh, everywhere, and a lot of people convert the flat roofs in Chicago from two flats into a one-story building.
Right.
Okay, yeah. It's like a main family, one-family building, and then when they do the gut rehab, usually, you know, depends on the contractor. They will do like the cheapest possible thing in it, and then they have a bunch of problems, including mold, moisture, because those brick buildings, they have to be treated differently than, you know, any, you know, regular framing construction.
So you're saying that they're buying the twos, threes, and fours and converting them into single families because it's cheaper to do
that.
Pretty
common.
Right. Yeah, it's very common. That's why the stock of twos, threes, and four unit buildings in Chicago has dropped astronomically in the past two decades.
Right. So the flat roofs are always underestimated. People just think that you cannot insulate them. Hey, there is no space there. There is a space. And usually it's about, you know, 4 feet in the beginning, and then it slopes towards the end. And then we can do it actually from the interior or from the exterior. When you fix your roof, you need to patch it up. We can spray form it from the exterior and then patch it up. You don't even have to go inside.
Really?
Mm. Yeah.
So you just cut a hole in the roof. Yeah, you just crawl in. You do your business and
that's
get out.
That's it. You seal it out and that's it. You're done. So at the same time, while, you know, fixing up your roof, you can get your insulation done. And that's same for the industrial and light commercial. Mm. When you have office spaces, because a lot of roofs right now, like 25, 30 years, they use those small bitum things on the roofs, on a flat roof. Now that start coming up, you have to vacuum it and you do a new, you know, layer of roof. It's a perfect timing to just spray foam the whole thing, and you put a special coating for the roof, and your roof is going to hold for another 25 to 30 years.
How thick are you laying that top coat of insulation?
So as thick as possibly can. Okay?
Okay.
Because R49 right now is the coat, and that's, if you do closed cell foam, you do around 6 inches.
Got it. Okay.
Of so, the spray foam.
I love what you said. Hey, if they don't have the space, but they might not have 6 inches around the edges. So what do you do then?
Usually you do. The parapet usually is at least 12 inches.
Assuming there's a parapet.
Assuming there is a parapet and assuming there is no multiple layers of roofing already done before.
Got it.
If in some cases, yes, you cannot do it. Okay. You can maybe do it from the inside. But the biggest thing is that there is stack effect in any building. And I'm talking multifamily buildings with, you know, 20 apartments, 12 unit, you know, buildings. Stack effect means that if you seal the top, it actually benefits the whole building. Even the floors on the second floor, the bottom floor, you know, from the crawl space, the basement level, because you stop the stack effect. Because right now, you have air coming from the bottom, going up. Everything goes through the roof.
And if it's not insulated.
You sealed it, then it stops that. Sure. So it's a great tool, and people, you know, to consider, you know, right before the winter, you know, check your roofing, you know, check your insulation. And obviously, we do all types of insulation, you know, spray foam, cell, green materials.
Do you think, I mean, I know we've had some mild winters, but ice damming last year, let's say you had ice damming over the winter and it was like, oh, well, thank goodness the winter's over. I don't have to worry about ice damming for at least 9 months. You're going to have it again, right? Like, I mean, that's,
yes,
that's obvious.
Unless you, and that's a lot of things that we do, mold and ice damming, they go hand in hand because people fix the mold or the ice dams, but they don't eliminate the cause of
it.
So we need to look at it. What's your ventilation? What's your insulation to eliminate that? And that's what I was saying about the polar vortex. I've read that they're expecting to have this, you know, anomaly in the weather, and they're going to have like really cold fronts coming in, and they're saying we're set for a pretty cold winter.
So do you go on the outside of the roof and spray it on top of the roof and then seal it?
Yeah.
So on the flat roof, if somebody's in Chicago in a 2, 3, 4, and it's a flat roof, because typically you go up and it's flat.
I love when Dave explains flat roofs because it's the best, right? There's zero technical terms.
Because 98% of the listeners are
totally
like, maybe we have no idea about this stuff. Yeah. So it's a flat roof. You spray it on the existing flat roof and then cover that. if you can't get underneath it.
Correct.
Wow. But
ideally, you would like to do it in the ceiling above, so you don't want all your heat to stay in that space between your ceiling and the roof. So ideally, it's in inside. So you can do it from the exterior.
Got it.
But on the commercial roofs, because there is no attic per se,
there's no
just
attic.
You have that metal framing, sure. You know, those crossbars.
Sure. I love it when you're doing the X, yeah, on the radio. It's awesome. But yes, yeah. you're right.
Crossbars, yeah. And then you spray it on top of it, and that's how it works.
Now, do you do commercial facilities? Because I know our building has a flat roof.
Yeah, of course. Yes.
So you do commercial and industrial.
Yes.
And on top of, is it a petroleum coating? What is it?
So different types.
Yeah.
It depends on the how much money you want to spend. Mm. But usually a TPO, it's going to look white. It's like a, you know, it's like a silicone-based, you know, material.
Yeah.
And it's very durable, and we give you, you know, warranty.
How
for
do you apply that? Are you pumping
it's
it?
Like
or?
Spray. It's spray.
Spray.
Yeah,
oh,
it's spray.
Cool.
Yeah. And then again, you have the ones that you rolled out,
mm-hmm.
and then you have a special machine that you go and you just, you know, like secure it in place.
Yeah.
But you have spray application as well. If you do the insulation, there is a way to apply a spray around, like a coating.
Right.
But if you're changing the roof, we actually do TPO and it's a roll type of product. Like
and
you roll it out.
Do you do residential homes?
We do residential and we do commercial, yes.
So I bought my home 5 years ago. Would you recommend I have someone look? I got the the
regular attic?
Yeah, the regular attic. I got it blown. The blown insulation.
The blown insulation.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
So blown insulation is great. Depends what kind of type, how they install it. Mm-hmm. And then you have to check, did they install baffles? Do you have the proper ventilation?
Mm.
Did they air seal around the attic hatch, around the electrical wires, around the, if you have any skylights or resist lighting?
Right.
Yeah, any ceiling mounted fixture.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So
do you do like
we
a
do
check?
Free inspection.
That's,
oh,
yeah,
wow.
We do free inspection.
That's Sarah's third time, David, that she said doo-doo.
Yep, she said doo-doo.
Three times.
Doo-doo?
You can't say right. doo-doo because you know we're going to pick it up.
Police.
Three times you did it, Sarah.
It's kind of unprofessional.
Doo-doo? Just one
no,
more.
It sounds good. Yeah, doo-doo.
Yeah, really.
So no. We do free inspections, and we actually, the way we train our guys, that they're an energy efficiency expert, so he's not trying to sell you the insulation. He's trying to solve an issue that you're having with your home, with your comfort. That's why we are healthy home, happy family.
Oh, I like that. Mm-hmm.
Phone number, Andre, we got to hit a news the news break, and Ryan Burrows is in, the boss. Took two shots at us about an hour ago, so...
847-777-4777 or greenattic.com.
Oh, I see that he got scared off.
Yeah, he ran away.
He ran away.
Obviously.
How chump, appropriate.
Amateur.
Yeah.
Can't handle the heat.
Can't handle.
Get out of the kitchen.
He didn't even give me a shot to come back.
Nope.
Out of respect, you know, the
right.
Ryan
we'll get
Burrows
him.
News
we'll get him.
Newsmaster here at WGN yep. comes over the top mm-hmm. bar there,
he
top
did.
Crossbar,
yeah.
right? Ring. What's
and we're lovers,
in the ring?
Not fighters. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah.
I was just trying to be nice.
Exactly.
I was taking a couple of polite shots at Tony,
yeah.
and he comes in with an axe.
Yep, yeah.
All right, that's
it's okay.
Way to go, Ryan
mm-hmm.
Burrow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Sylvia's in with the news. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Your phone number one more time.
847-777-4777 or greenattic.com.
All right, Home Sweet Home Chicago news, traffic, and weather coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. 312-981-7200, Megapro's call, text, and photo line.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. 312-981-7200, Megapro's call, text, and photo line. Igor, dirt encapsulation, that's been two words that have been matched together ever since I've met you, ever since I've had you on the radio, ever yeah. since you've been talking about the cause of scratch floors. Take it from there.
Yeah,
well, hold on.
Okay.
One thing
wait,
I saw.
Take it from there, but hold on.
Hold on. One thing I saw, Amazon days are coming up.
Yeah.
And they've got this putz running around on an Amazon commercial holding a steam cleaner,
putting it
towards hardwood floors. And I'm just like, I can't wait to see Igor.
Because he's cringing
it's in
right
one
now.
Of their commercials. It's in one of, like, hey, you could buy the steam cleaner.
He probably loves that because
I know
think
he does.
How many floors are going to get messed up that you're going to have to fix.
Well, that's the thing. So
right?
because we're a full service company,
yeah.
Jeremy, as you know, I mean, we sand floors.
You do it all.
So, you know, business is going to be great. But yeah, one of the things you do not want to do is just a quick PSA. Do not splash water on your floor and do not use a steam mop.
Yeah.
I cannot tell you how much damage we've seen. Over the years, with steam mops, with buckets of water and mops, you cannot use that amount of water or inject steam into the floor and expect great results. So one of the things that we see over and over and over again is just completely incorrect maintenance of wood floors. people are always concerned with scratching the floor, so they put felt pads like we tell them to do underneath their chairs, tables. They take off their shoes at the door if they can. They have rugs, that sort of thing. But, you know, one of the things that people don't pay enough attention to is encapsulated dirt. And that's kind of what I would like to sort of discuss right now, and that is, what is encapsulated dirt? How does it get there? What does it mean? How do we get rid of it? Encapsulated dirt is dirt that is trapped in between layers of cleaning products. Let me say that again.
Wow.
Encapsulated dirt is dirt that is trapped in between layers and layers of cleaning products. A lot of the over-the-counter products that people are using
today.
Let's
name them. Come on, we might as well.
We don't
name
even
them.
Have to name it. It's product du jour. Go to the product du jour. Go
it's
to
all
the store
except for Mr. Floor product.
Well, okay. So our philosophy is different. We're looking to break the bonds of dirt. We're looking to change the surface tension of dirt, and we're looking to lift that dirt off the floor. We're not looking to kill anything. We're not looking to disinfect anything. We're just looking to relocate dirt, dust, and debris off the floor. The other thing we're not looking to do is encapsulate that dirt. Mm-hmm. So when we clean our floor, or when you clean our floor, Jeremy, with our cleaning product, like I know
which
you
we do,
do
all the time,
you spray the product down, you wipe the floor, you've now relocated that dirt, and you've left nothing behind. And that is the biggest difference.
Don't a lot of these cleaning products have wax built into them, which is what causes the encapsulation, or am I off?
No, you're absolutely right on. And the reason the wax and the oil is there in a lot of those other products is because they're trying to leave your floor shiny.
But look at how clean it looks.
Shiny.
That's exactly it.
It's a placebo.
It's a false misrepresentation of clean.
Wow.
So our floors are going to be clean because we're going to relocate that dirt and not leave anything behind.
Well, and you could tell because you look at the bottom of the mop and you're like, wow, this is filthy.
That's exactly right.
For our floor, we usually go through like two mops per our floor.
And you've got a busy home, kids, pets,
that
sort of thing. So what happens with a lot of these other products, David, you're absolutely right. All of this oil and wax is layered on the floor. Each time you clean the floor, you leave more layering. It's impossible then to remove all of that.
Yeah, you can't even vacuum it then,
Because it's in all the layers. Huh. The problem with that is not only does it become hazy and lifeless.
It's sandpaper.
It becomes sandpaper. That's exactly right. So a floor that's supposed to last 10, 15, 20 years now all of a sudden lasts 5 years. Why? Because you have all of that dust, dirt, and debris caught in all those layers, and you're walking on it, and you are sanding the floor. You're literally sanding the floor.
Wow.
And so clients that call us and say, well, I don't understand. My floor is 5 years old. It looks destroyed. And, you know, I'm using this product or I'm using that product. And a lot of it is because of those oils and waxes.
All right, we got to take a, I want to come back.
I've
got some tech. We're going to come back with more, but we're up against it. We went long busting Ryan Burroughs, Mr. Tail Between His
Legs.
We
had to.
Yeah.
Deservedly.
Yeah. Deservedly. We ate into your time. Hey, Ryan, 312-981-7200. Why don't you give us a call? You know, just give us an opportunity to fire back.
It's only fair.
It's only fair.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
I'm going to say bad words and then run out.
Yeah, run out.
Sure.
Give me a break, news director. All right, phone number if our listeners want to reach out to you.
Yeah, give us a call directly at 847-674-7500 or visit us online at MrFloor.com.
He should have heard what Tony said during the break about him.
Yeah, but
we won't. We're not going to.
We can't say it on air.
Yeah, we don't want Tony's job in jeopardy. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Tony's like filling out. Indeed, I'm going to need another job. 312-981-7200, that's MegaPro's call, takes a photo line. This is Home Sweet Chicago at 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Kleppen, I get this text message. I thought it was you. I'm in the shower at WGN. I just ran a half marathon. I respond back, I'm married. Wouldn't be appropriate. But then I look down, and I'm like, it's not Kleppen. It's Sarah Andreas.
Ah, there it is.
How uncomfortable.
The only thing more uncomfortable would be talking about it on the radio station.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Sure.
As you know.
That's right.
We don't cover anything.
No. We're
Joe
fully
Brand,
transparent.
Yeah. Mr. Pittsburgh Penguins broadcaster.
My favorite.
Soft falling ball towards my dominant hand.
It's my favorite.
Soft falling ball.
I miss him so much. I remember
hand.
That. Oh, he's so great.
One down on Macy Bedrick.
This was another.
Here's the next pitch. Up and in, foul back. Caught it. Right back here. Caught it with one hand. I feel pretty proud of myself. I don't think anyone caught that on camera, though. First time in my life that's ever happened.
I love it. Feeling very cool.
Swing and a miss. Strike three. Down in the dirt. Toss over to
the How awesome is that? Joe Brand. We love him. Pittsburgh. Another guy started here.
Hey, you know, We make legends. That's what we do.
And then the Pittsburgh Penguins come in and steal them from us. Ridiculous.
That's okay. Somebody's got to do the grunt work.
815. Right. Hey, Mr. Floor. You did my floor 5 years ago, and I absolutely love, 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 and still love them. I have one issue with a piece of one of the stairs that seems to maybe not have the same protective covering as the rest of my stairs. You can see here the color difference out of 15 steps. This texter sent a picture, which you had observed.
Yeah.
This is the only one that is doing this. Is this something that could be taken care of? So number one, when you apply coating or seal or stain or whatever you do, all the stairs get, is it safe to assume that all of the stairs or all of the flooring or all the planks, whatever you're doing, are getting the same treatment before you leave as you go up and down the stairs, or you're doing a floor? Is there any way that one step
are you biased to one step over
another?
Are
you biased
one?
Against the third step?
We are. That's what we're trying to figure out.
We are generally not biased against any of the steps. However, we do see sometimes what we refer to as uneven wear.
Okay.
Okay. And sometimes we see that in certain high traffic areas. We'll see it generally in kitchens, where as you walk into the kitchen, especially if it's a galley kitchen, there's only one way in, one way out. You're rotating around appliances, and so we start to see uneven wear, whereas the rest of the floor looks great, but yet why are these areas wearing out? So on this particular picture that the texter sent in, it could be a pivot point. It could be just the way that they're using the stairs, the way they're walking up and down. There's nothing special about that particular step, per se. And if it needs a little touch-up or another little coat, I mean, we'd be happy to come out and take care of it.
Okay.
It's not a problem. So just... you know, we'll reach out to the texter and we'll take care of it.
I have the number.
The question is that do they use Mr. Floor cleaning product? Because if they don't on their floor, they could have the same issue with the trapped dirt, right?
Yeah, I mean, that could very well be the case. And sometimes people mistake dirt for wear. And so if it starts to show a little bit of wear, they'll think it's dirt, so they scrub it more.
Oh, sure.
And then it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Makes sense. You know, it's something we do see pretty regularly, but if people are religiously using our products, we do see significantly longer lifespans and a much cleaner and brighter looking floor.
And just to explain to our listeners that might not be aware of and haven't used your product before, it's applied through a spray applicator, like a spray bottle.
Yeah.
You spray it on the floor.
It's the easiest.
There's no water.
My kids do it. I have a 5-year-old, walks around the floor, sprays the floor. Yep. Right. We got to put them to work.
Yeah, no. I mean, and the reason that we want it dispensed out of a spray bottle is we're controlling the amount of liquid. The spray bottle is fully pre-mixed, so we're not asking you to mix anything. It's not a concentrate. We did that on purpose because we just want you to do a light spray. You don't need a lot of product, just a light spray. The minute it hits the floor, it starts to change that surface tension. That dirt lifts to the surface, and then you wipe it off. You can use a paper towel if you had to, if you want to spot clean, right? So in the kitchen, you spill something, it's sticky, it's, you know, dirty, whatever. Spray a little bit on, wipe it off. You'll see it all on the paper towel right away.
Texter said, yes, I use Mr. Floor, just use it, Tay. Emoji heart.
Okay.
I don't know how to make an emoji heart. That's it.
That's wonderful. Yeah. That's great.
So when we're talking about spraying it, then it's on a cloth mop, right?
We recommend microfiber.
Microfiber,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. So you spray the floor and you basically walk a microfiber mop, a flat, dry microfiber mop. You walk it up and down the floor, and you basically pick up and collect all of that dirt and all of that debris that's on there. Instead of just pushing it to the side or pushing it from one room to the other room, you're actually removing it. You're lifting it. When you flip that microfiber mop over, you should see it all there.
And the best part about it is you just take it off. I've got three of them. I got one in my basement, one on the first floor, one on the second floor.
Yeah.
You just take it off. You throw on the washer. You throw on the dryer. It's ready to go.
Yep. So, David, the mops that we offer at MrFloor.com, they're fairly inexpensive. They'll have 300 machine washes in each mop.
Sounds about right.
Okay, it'll last you forever.
Well, three and a half washes, forever.
Right, right. You buy a couple of these extra mops and you rotate them and it's done. I mean,
well,
it's
Jeremy's house, 90 days.
Yeah, and ours is all aluminum construction. I mean, the mop is built to last. The products are great. We have a 6-product lineup at MrFloor.com. We offer a nice little promo code of WGN for anybody that wants to try it on their first go. It's a great product lineup. And our wood floor cleaner, our tile and grout cleaner, countertop, cabinetry, stone, vinyl. Vinyl cleaner is becoming one of our most popular products now.
What about latex? Are you, do you have any latex? We had a latex conversation last weekend.
Interesting.
I must have missed that.
Yeah,
what is it in reference to?
I've never heard latex floors before, so that's interesting.
I wasn't referring to floors.
I understand that.
somebody called in with a bug bite. To Janelle, okay. And he kept saying bug bites.
Oh, I heard that, yes.
And I said,
and you couldn't find them, right?
Couldn't find the bug bites, didn't know. And I said, you should put latex on and then see if it makes it through the latex. And then if it doesn't, then you should wear latex around.
Got it.
And I forgot who was sitting here, and he mentioned, Rob Lindemann.
I like Rob.
Mentioned something about how do you breathe in latex, and I'm just like, what type of latex are you wearing? My latex outfits have breathable holes.
Of course they do.
So, yes. So, I don't know where we're going with it. Oh, exactly. Latex cleaning products.
Yes.
It should be another line. So you're welcome.
So, one of the questions you asked me about a month or so ago is how do you clean your rubber gym floor?
Yes.
Oh. That's a great question.
Okay. And we're doing a lot of these rubberized gym floors now, exercise rooms, you know, that sort of thing.
You just did one for us.
So we just did one for you. So our vinyl and laminate cleaner does an incredible job on these rubberized floors.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now I know. Vinyl and laminate cleaner.
So just a light spray, wipe, and you're done.
Okay.
It's fantastic.
Bingo, bingo, bongo.
Yeah.
Phone number for our listeners who want to reach out to.
Our phone number directly is 847-674-7500 or visit us online at MrFloor.com. Please don't forget the promo code WGN.
Andre, we had a texter here wanted to know the cost of the spray insulation. Is there a flat fee or is it based upon what?
It's based on how many inches do you need. Is it open class cell foam? Is it closed cell foam? And then people want sometimes, I want spray foam. You don't always need spray foam. Hmm. It's going to depend on the application. So, you know, for the attic insulation, you better use like a blown cellulose. And people will ask, are you going to spray foam the underlayment of the roof? No, you want to do the attic floor. So it depends on the application. But usually, you know, our pricing are, you know, fairly, you know, normal, like, you know, the Chicago area, around $2 per square feet for the spray foam. But again, it depends how many inches closed, open, application, walls, how big the area is. So that all adds up. So, or the opposite, you get better price.
So the attorney answer, it depends.
Depends.
Yeah, that's right. All right, Brian in Rockford, you've got a question about the cork floor from the 70s. Go ahead, Brian.
Just wondering about cleaning cork floor in a kitchen without, you know, harming the flooring.
Is cork floor are cork floors coming back?
No.
I mean, people try to install them, but
so we used to do some cork flooring, but not the 60s and 70s kind of cork.
Okay.
So
that's what I was thinking.
You've got these squares, right?
Yes, but this floor was installed, in the 20 teens.
Teens. Oh, interesting.
Oh, so it's not the square tiles, is it?
So it would still be the square tiles, but if it's in the 20 teens, then I would say you're coated with a UV-cured polyurethane, is what I would suspect. And if that's the case, you can absolutely use our vinyl and laminate cleaner on that, no problem at all.
So just the vinyl and laminate cleaner.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Because it'll also condition that cork for you a little bit, so it'll do a great job.
Hey, Brian, off topic, any latex clothing you want you want to get in on?
Brian, it's totally off topic.
Only large lapels, please.
Okay, See? Yeah, there's a guy. Very fashion conscious.
There's a market for
There's
it.
A market.
There's a market.
Don't judge.
I'm not.
I'm telling you.
I'm judge-free.
Okay, Brian, thanks. Please hold for your Mr. Floor cleaning.
Thank you, Brian.
See, he understands.
Yeah, he did understand.
Huge listener. Yeah. It's up
wonderful.
There.
Thank you, Brian.
It's Rockford. You know, they got a little. They've got their own.
They're perfect.
They're perfect. They're perfect.
Cheap Trick.
Yep. Cheap Trick.
There you go.
Belvedere, Rockton, that whole area.
Yeah,
Big into latex.
Yeah, you got a whole market right there.
Big, huge. You should open up a store there.
How often are you pulling cork floors out, though?
You know, it's a good question. We do see it from time to time, but that cork is just not a product. It's just not a durable enough product. It's certainly not for a kitchen.
Got it.
Phone number.
Our phone number is 847-674-7500 or visit us online at MrFloor.com.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, throw it to the newsroom, news traffic and weather next. Then we're going to come back, open it up to all of our experts, read off a bunch of texts after these messages on the MegaPros call, text and phone line is open during the break, 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, half hour until Alderman
Brendan Riley, who's running, he's the alderman of the 42nd Ward, which encompasses most of the business district down here in the city of Chicago.
Nice.
And he's running against Mama Bear, Tony Preckwinkle. Big fan of the show.
yeah, what was that noise? What end did that come out of?
Both.
Okay.
So, and we're going to talk about Tyler Technologies, the company that Tony and her band of knuckleheads signed a contract with in 2015 for close to $30 million to completely renovate the Cook County tax valuation system that we've paid this company, you know, close to $30 million with a $275,000 penalty if they don't perform. So that's like water off a duck's tuchus. And it's now 2025, and we still don't have a functioning system. Huh. That's correct. Reached out to them, and they basically told me to call over to the county, which I did, which we'll play when the alderman is in.
Great.
You're going to love this.
Great.
Okay? We reached out. We followed their instructions because they didn't want to have anything to do with it. Invited them on the show. Forwarded it to Ben, and we got the response. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. With all due respect, David, love you, love your show, and most of your show.
Okay.
Love you and most of your show. I feel you don't have listeners back by referring them to companies that overcharge. Hmm. And they don't state which company overcharges. So I think I know who this texter is.
Ooh.
Because I think this is the wax ring lady.
Yeah, that's the wax ring lady.
So I called her off air after last time when she called in and you weren't here. Mm-hmm. And there was nobody here to address it that had trucks. But we have four companies here that run trucks. You all run trucks. You have...
We'll say van. I got
okay,
vans.
But, okay, sorry.
Transportation.
You run vehicles.
Yep.
With
employees.
Employees, yep. In the vehicle.
Yeah.
So...
They have workman's comp, insurance. They have health insurance. They have 401k benefits. They have match 401k benefits. They now get paid drive time.
Okay.
Plus you got the cost of the truck.
So what... So all that baked in, GS&A, of the truck and the drive. What does it cost to leave your shop or leave their home with your truck or with their vehicle, your vehicle, to show up at the front door right out of the box, not doing anything before they do the work? What is it? What's your cost as a company?
Minimum $88.
$88.
Minimum.
Igor?
That's just straight. That's not even,
Yeah, that's probably
that's
about
low
right.
pay.
That's probably about
that's
right.
Like our green. Those are the guys that are making $28, $29.
Sarah,
close to $100.
Yeah. All right, Andre.
I usually have three guys in the truck, so I'm close to $120.
Smart.
Wow.
Okay, so before you even do anything, it's $100.
It's $100.
Okay.
No money's being made.
No
just
money.
To be clear.
Right. It's just the cost of the truck. I just want our listeners to understand. Okay. I don't know if it's this listener or not, but she had a wax ring that she wanted to get replaced. It was an $8 part at a big box store. Great. It's an $8.
That and is a pretty cheap dollar amount, though. Like, they make a better one that's more.
Okay, but very cost conscious. Yes. They went with the $8 one.
Okay.
I don't even know what a wax ring is, but okay.
Goes on your toilet.
Okay.
Okay.
So, long story short, she wasn't happy that Center Guard quoted her $300 to replace it.
Yeah.
So I was trying to explain it costs money to get the truck out, to the plumber. Usually there's an apprentice there. You've got to turn the water off. You've got to disconnect the toilet. You have to lift a very heavy toilet.
You got to drain it.
You've got to drain it.
I mean, that takes time. Yep.
You've got to lift the toilet off of the ring and off of the floor.
Sometimes it's caulked.
You got to make sure you don't break the toilet.
I got to make sure you
have cost of insurance.
Yeah.
Okay. Cost of insurance and supervision and on and on.
So the meter's going. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Then you got to put the toilet out of the way so you could get to work. You extract the old one. You put the new one on. Make sure you do whatever you
do. Plus, it's smelly. Do want to highlight it's smelly. It's not a friendly working environment. It could be tight. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay.
Tight rings.
No, not that, David. The room could be really tight and awkward. You got a vanity. You got a toilet. You got a tub that's right here. The space is tight.
That was the name of our fifth grade bowling team.
Okay.
The
okay.
Tight
okay.
Rings. Okay.
But
okay. I digress.
Sure.
So I said, all of this stuff costs money.
Yeah.
Then the plumber's got to get in there and put the ring in. Then they got to put the toilet back on, hook everything back up. It all costs money.
And it can't leak.
Right. And they're guaranteeing.
Guarantee.
I got a guarantee it won't
so
leak.
In case something happens, you come back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, there
she
goes
couldn't room. Care less.
Yeah.
She'd still thought it was too expensive. And listen, I'm not arguing with the lady. I'm like, okay, listen, it's your opinion. All right. But it was like $200-$300.
Yeah,
I'm like, she's like, well, I got my nephew to come over and he's going to do it. I'm like, all right, that's great.
Yeah, There's no warranty with that.
I'm just saying that the cost. Okay, you had something. Your story.
Yeah.
Okay, you went out. You went on your camping trip. Your Blazing Saddles company camping trip.
Yep.
Then you went to Vegas with your wife.
Yep.
For a little happy time.
Yep.
And then you came back and you're.
I'm on my way. My shower wasn't working. I knew what was wrong with it.
Right.
Because I know how to fix stuff.
Because your eight kids needed to take a bath.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And I just had to explain that to Center Guard. Like, hey, that was just to the receptionist. Like, this is what's going on. I'm pretty sure it's this. It's the part's not that expensive. I just don't have time.
Right.
And they came out. They did it. It was $200. Totally worth it. And yes. It's fixed. And it's a guarantee, which is great. So if there's an issue, they're going to come back and fix it.
I will use my grill as an example. I bought two gas lines. Because I wanted to fix it. I wanted to fix it.
I know.
Amazon, two gas lines. I went to Home Depot. I went to True Value. I went to Ace. I bought two gas lines.
And the kits. Oh, and you had to buy the tools.
And I bought the tool. I got a gas tool now. Okay.
That's okay.
None of it worked.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just called Mike up. I'm like, Mike, I'm done. I'm like, send a guy. Call. He came out. I got a new thing. He moved my gas pipe.
Well, he said it was wrong how it was done.
It was installed incorrectly to begin with. I'm glad he built a new house. It was installed incorrectly.
David, how do you put value on the knowledge?
Yeah.
Right? Yes. So Mike comes out and in 20 minutes does what would take you 2 weeks, right?
Longer.
Right. But my point is that why is this texter or caller not putting any value on the knowledge, the professionalism, the supervision, the care, the travel cost, on and on and on. Everything we've all just talked about.
It was to her the cost of $200 to $300 was so insurmountable because she only spent $8 on the part.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, Sarah.
Well, and we're talking about the people in the field, but there is labor happening in all of our offices, I presume. There are people processing permits, processing invoices,
sure.
Making sure that insurance is up to date, taking care of employee payroll. All of those things are a part of the expense. And I think we're all happy to offer free estimates, right?
Andre?
Yeah.
Right. And also, don't forget, we are all small businesses that have to make a profit. This is not like an option for us. We have to, do it so we can, survive and we can, expand and we can train
or
our guys.
Or support all the other employees that are there.
Exactly. Yeah. We're doing for everybody. We're taking care of everybody.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just using this one. I don't know exactly what company this texter was referring to because they didn't put down the company. And then if you did, I would have taken it back to that company with your phone number and have them call you and to explain why their costs are what they are. Because I know everybody that's on the show personally, right?
Yeah.
Nobody on the show is in business or has grown their business to where they've grown it as one of the leaders in the industry in each one of their industries being on the show. If you're overcharging people for that
Correct.
For a long period of time,
David, you can't be the best and the cheapest. You just can't.
Sure.
And so if the client is looking for the cheapest, there's always going to be a cheaper guy. Yeah. But if you want to be the best at what you do, we feel at Mr. Floyd, we charge the appropriate cost to cover the products, the labor, and the expertise that we bring to the table of doing this almost 40 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to throw that out
there.
So I know it was what you saw the text come in and saw steam
I didn't
coming
love
up.
It. It was just like a little shot. I love Center Guard. All their employees are phenomenal. Their knowledge is phenomenal. And quite honestly, if it's in Chicago, a lot of times that we need a union plumber, those people charge $700 an hour.
Yeah.
And they're well worth it, but $700 an hour.
Yep. I saw Center Guard at Costco one time. They didn't know that I was watching them, but they put their cart back. They are good people.
They gotta be good.
He walked a long time to put that cart back. They're good people.
All right, and we'll leave it with this. I got these two texts. Jeff. Plumbers are and any trades are worth every single penny. Love your show. Thank you, 815-708. We'll have to break after this, Benny. This goes to show you the importance of having a son who could watch YouTube and be willing to help his mom install a wax ring.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's great.
If you do it and do it right, you could save yourself money.
That's great.
Absolutely.
Okay. If you don't, it's a nightmare.
You got more than a $200 to $300 challenge.
Yes, you do.
Cleaning everything up.
Yes, you do.
All right. This is Home Chicago. We got Alderman Brendan Riley coming up, who's running against my good friend, Cook County Tax Bill Debacle, Tony Preckwinkle, a.k.a. Mama Bear, coming up after the top of the hour. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call. Take some forward line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Kevin Kugler, Fox Network. All our Packers fans that are chirping. Yeah, that mighty Cleveland Browns team. Close game last Sunday.
Love everything about that, David.
Yep, Tony, all these chirping
Packer fans coming in. Oh, yeah, we're going to be undefeated this year. We'll go to the Super Bowl. And the mighty Cleveland Browns. Last field goal. That field goal blocking team of the Browns, Tony, is just they've been training all offseason for that because they knew the Packers were going to try to kick that game-winning. Another game-winning field goal, Tony, blocked for Packers fans.
Well, and it was great, too, because then the Bears went up and put up 31 points to win, too.
Yeah. Okay. That's just – Benny put that together for a Packers fan. So, yeah. All right, you go back to sleep, Tony. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text and photo line. So the texter, so again, 2 minutes, 50 pounds, $300 is too much. Okay, so it's too much. So have you and your son or your nephew do it. It's fine. God willing, we're happy for you. We just this isn't a debate. I mean, it's like texting Jim Brown of Sarah Leonard's team something that, hey, President Trump just dropped tariffs. And then I got 18 freaking text messages, you know, text back about Biden did this. And I'm like, I don't care what Biden did. This is what the president just said. He just threw on 50% tariffs. This isn't a debate. Okay. What do you want me to tell you? 312-981-7200. Has Fritz Kagi ever appeared on your show to discuss property taxes? Please. I'll send two rickshaws to get him. It's amazing that they stayed and my property taxes went up 35%. But my taxes went up 60% from $4,200 to $6,800. This is ridiculous, and they want to go up higher. And even when I presented comparable comps, they stated their pricing was correct. I am still looking at options to appeal, as I hope I can appeal this every 3 years because it is ridiculous. This is the problem. This is what we're going to be talking to the alderman about, what's going on there. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Our home is free and clear. We own a home free and clear. It's in a trust. Is it safe or do I need a HELOC? It's in a trust, but you should have a HELOC as long as it's not in a land trust. Land trusts are a pain in the rear end.
Hold on, David. For HELOC, if you don't use it, you don't pay. You just have it, right?
It's an emergency chute. Right. You jump out of a perfectly good airplane, Andre. Right? You got your main chute. You got an emergency chute. Right? It's just there.
And for how long you can keep it?
10 years. Wow. It's there for 10 years. It's just there. It's hanging out.
So why people don't do it?
I don't know. 312-981-7200. So if you've got a revocable trust all day long, irrevocable trust, it's a little tougher. Land trust, it's a major pain in the tuchus. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Listening to your show, rarely miss it. Merit one from Sea Isle City, New Jersey.
Wow.
All right.
The Garden State.
The Garden State.
I love New Jersey.
Always loaded with the best. They talk differently in New Jersey.
Yeah.
I got ants.
How you doing?
I'm walking here.
No, and it's not a roof. It's a roof.
Roof. It's a roof. It's not drywall. It's plaster.
It's plaster.
Yeah.
They got a lot. It's not soda. It's not pop. It's soda.
Soda. Yeah.
Soda. Soda. Longtime listener. Love your show. Do you know... don't know if you've discussed this on your show, but I am truly unhappy with new FHFA Chief Bill Pulte, who has targeted people for mortgage fraud for purely political purposes, proven to be unfounded in the case of Lisa Cook, who's on the Federal Reserve. The icing on the cake is Pulte's own mom and stepdad, allegedly, I'm just reading a text, actually did the same thing, declaring homeowner's exemption on two properties that he's accusing others to do. How about he stays away from theater and politics and just doing his actual job? That I agree with, right? It would be nice.
I do know that, because you were a huge fan.
I think it was great.
If I remember correctly, you were like, wow, this is going to be great.
He understands the industry.
And then he said he was just blowing smoke up.
He's just, listen, you want to drop rates? Loan level price adjusters. Google it. ChatGPT it. Tax on properties that the Biden administration, Sandra Thompson, put in place. You could drop rates on Monday, Mr. Pulte, a quarter to a half a point. Get rid of that crap that she put in. That's all he has to do. Okay?
Is that like a click of a button?
It's a click of a button. That? Like, yes, she did it.
Oh, she did it.
She put it in. She didn't pass it through anybody.
Okay.
Remember? Oh, it's a tax on people.
I do remember.
Okay?
I do remember.
Okay, so all of you people that were up in arms, it's a tax. You've got your guy in there now. Mm-hmm. Okay? Let's maybe focus on that. Okay, you know where all that money's going to? It's going to Fannie Freddie's coffers. Okay, you want a tax break for homeowners that are looking to take advantage of these lower rates, Mr. Pulte? All due respect, big fan. Get rid of loan-level price adjusters. Push a button. That's what Sandra Thompson did. She pushed a button, put it on. Okay. Made mortgages more expensive.
Oh, gosh, I'm all sweaty.
That's
here.
Okay. You look great while you're doing it, you know? And I'm sure listeners appreciate how calm and collective you are about it. Just, you know, that's the best part.
It's just all these games and gotchas. You know
yeah, I mean? I don't get that. It's oh, it's gotcha. Politics. It's that's
the,
why.
Yeah, it's a got you. Yeah. You did this to us.
Lame. Lame. Just get it done.
Just
get the job done.
Just do your job. Yeah. Stop with the games. Oh, and Governor Pritzker probably back to listening to the show because he told everybody not to listen to WGN in retaliation for Nexstar and the other one, whatever that you know, the, whatever they were for pulling Jimmy Kimmel off. Now that Nexstar and Sinclair put Jimmy Kimmel back on, hopefully, you know, governor's listening to the show again. Hopefully, he lifts that moratorium against our. You know,
oh, good.
Against
all good. That'd be nice of him.
Don't listen to WGN.
Sure. Is that what he said?
Huh? Yeah, it's a stupid.
People say a lot of things, don't they?
They just words out of their mouth and their lips are moving. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Please ask Mr. Floor if he has a product for polished porcelain floors. I just had a four-foot square porcelain tile shipped over from Italy that mimic Crema Marfle marble. Is that
something? Crema Marfle, yeah.
Oh, yep. Okay, Mr. Crema Marfle. Well, which are absolutely beautiful. I know.
Okay.
What was the size of that tile?
4 foot.
Wow.
Being highly polished,
we're
however,
doing a lot of that right now.
They yeah, do
large,
show
large
so much.
Beautiful.
And it does? If I wet clean them and don't immediately dry them, it shows streaks. I have so many square feet on this floor, it's driving me nuts. Does your product work on it?
So we have two products. One is the tile and grout cleaner. So if it's a sealed porcelain, in other words, if it's a glazed porcelain, yep. I would say tile and grout all the way. Otherwise, our natural stone cleaner would do a very good job as well.
All right. We have the alderman in the other room, the green room. Better not screw up this interview because he might not come back.
Probably.
Most likely.
You'll probably screw it up. It'll be okay. He'll probably come back, though.
He's running against Tony Preckling.
Yeah, which we know you like, don't like. Not
can't stand.
Just, okay, can't. Okay, can't stand.
And tell us that. How you yeah, really feel.
Okay. I can't stand her. Can't I just stand did. Her. All right, we're going to bring the alderman on, talk about all of the things that I want to talk to Tony about, and all the every time I've invited her over, and she never showed up. Alderman's mm-hmm. running against her. He showed up. Mm-hmm. He's not even the president yet.
What a great guy.
He's going to be president. We're going to help him do that because we're going to ask some questions that she's afraid to ask. Homeschool Chicago, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. We're going to jump right into it, Alderman. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
You're running against Tony Preckwinkle.
I am.
Election is March 17th, 2026.
Yes, St. Patrick's Day.
Perfect. All the Irish out there, perfect day. So, Tyler Technologies was contracted by the County of Cook in 2015 for about $30 million, that's with an M, to redo software company to redo the tax bills. It was supposed to take 3 to 5 years. Okay, so let's do the math. Okay, 2013 plus 5 is 18. It's 2025. It's still effed up.
That's right.
Okay, and that's the official term. Okay, this clown Fitzkagi, okay, 3 years ago, decides to go fully our assessor, decides to go all in with the new system that's not test, that hasn't been beta tested yet, and switch over to the new system without having the second backup system in case something goes wrong, because that's what we do in the private sector all the time, Alderman.
Yeah. We no,
just,
we don't.
we install a new line and jump right into it. Yeah. Okay, this clown jumps right into it, and it's been a disaster ever since. Okay, we've got less than 70 days to October, November, December. We've got 90-some days to get the tax. Wait, hold on. October, November, 90-some days to get the tax bills out in 2026 so our listeners living in Cook County could write off the taxes on their 25 tax returns. So 90 days, the clock's counting. Okay, plus at the end of the year, it's great. Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Christmas, and all the holidays and all that. Just what you want is your tax bill showing up.
Exactly.
Okay, so I reached out to Tyler Technologies. I received this email back. Please attribute to Tyler Technology. Our teams continue to work diligently with the county in all aspects of the software transition and implementation. At this time, the county is best source for the information you requested. Okay, that's from the media department. So I reached out to Ben, our producer. Ben, I asked you to call, right?
That's correct.
What number did you call, Ben, on the Cook County website for Tony Preckwinkle?
That was 312-443-5500.
Are you ready, Alderman? So I asked Ben to call and record the call. Yep. This is what Ben got. Go ahead, Ben. Don't worry, Ben. Cook County President Preckwinkle's office.
Okay.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
All the hand to God.
Oh my goodness!
I called it first. I couldn't believe it.
Cook County in a nutshell, right there,
Alderman. What the? What number one? What would you do if you were in the president on the you know when you're sworn in as president? God willing, you've got my vote, and I hope everybody's listening takes a serious look at this candidate. What would you do with Tyler Technologies the first day in office? And you told me something. We're now up to over $250 million in this software?
Yeah, so, you know, this was a contract that was supposed to be done in 3 years. It was supposed to cost $30 million at the most.
Most.
And it was to upgrade the mainframes at county so they'd all speak the same language and get us efficiencies and cost savings,
yes.
Ironically. Mm-hmm. Now, 11 years later, $250 million plus later, it still doesn't work. And what is inexplicable is that the county president, Toni Preckwinkle, and her allies on the county board, every step of the way, as this company was missing its marks, wasn't functioning properly,
not performing
data was
up to their
garbled,
contract,
not meeting the terms of the contract, excuse after excuse after excuse was laid out on behalf of this company, and we doubled and tripled and quadrupled down on a failed technology. And then you get a response, we're working diligently. They've been working diligently for over a decade on something they were supposed to deliver within 3 years. And now here we are, all this time later, out all that money. Taxpayers got screwed on that deal.
Yes.
And now we're on the precipice of not getting these tax bills out on time. And while Cook County property taxpayers are not eager to get their tax bill, a lot of folks, though, can take advantage of paying them early and save a lot of money that way.
Here's a challenge. You're escrowing your taxes, Alderman. You are paying your taxes and your insurance as part of your mortgage payment. Mm-hmm. You don't have an extra $5,000 to $10,000 laying around.
No.
That's been set aside in your mortgage payment.
That's right.
Okay. Most of the listeners here in Cook County are sitting with $10,000 to $40,000 with credit cards, Alderman. How do I know? Because I run credit on people that listen to the show that live in Cook County. They don't have an extra $5,000 to $10,000, $8,000 laying around.
No, they don't. So you're getting screwed so many different ways by this contract. It's insane. Then, if you're living in a local municipality in Cook County, they're waiting extra months, many months in this case, for their revenue that they need to provide your police and fire service and all the things that they do for you as a taxpayer. They need to now go out and take out loans. And in many cases, those loans are paying a high juice rate.
Sure.
You know, these are almost like payday loan style type of situations. And you're going to pay for that on your tax bill next time. So this is the gift that keeps on giving. And the fact that Toni Preckwinkle defends this thing and continues to invest in it, it makes no sense whatsoever.
All right, one question, then we got to hit a break, and you're welcome back anytime. And so is Mama Bear, Toni Preckwinkle, 0.8 miles from here. I've offered to send the rickshaw, you know, the guy that plays Elton John, you know, with the lights.
Oh, yeah, I see him all the time.
Open air, you know, let's get some, I'll send an Uber Black, you know, one of the luxury cars, 0.8 miles. I'm a big spender, okay, on me. Anytime she wants to come in. What would you do? I ask this question repeatedly, can't get an answer. What would you do to encourage the redevelopment and the cleanup of the brownfields that have been sent empty since I was in the scrap industry? Yeah. I got out of the scrap industry in August of 2000. I was in it from 1988 to August of 2000. I drove from Northbrook down to 159th Street today and made a loop back just to see if they're still the same brownfields.
Oh, for sure.
I got out of the industry in 2000. They're still the same brownfields that are there 25 years ago, Alderman. What are you going to do to redevelop, clean up, and put those brownfields back on the tax rolls?
Yeah, well, you know, Cook County says they currently have a toolkit to address the brownfields issue. The problem with the toolkit is that the tools are all completely disjointed.
Yeah.
And there's nothing in that toolkit to incentivize private developers to come in and look at grabbing big chunks of these parcels,
yes,
with lots of help, because we have grants and EPA money out there to help with remediation, all these things. But the better toolkit should involve serious financial incentives to come in and put these things back on the tax roll, not just clean them up. You're creating thousands of jobs in the building trades.
Yes.
You're creating lots of permanent jobs, yes, once you deliver these new communities. And the good news for taxpayers is by broadening the tax base, you don't have to keep shouldering the burden you're shouldering today. So to have, you know, hundreds upon hundreds of acres sitting fallow because the county has not gotten its act together with some comprehensive planning and directly engaging with private developers, the folks who know how to do this best.
Yes.
And with our partners in the building trades,
We could really get this thing going. You know, there's something to be argued. You know, all these building trades have big pension funds that are flush with cash. Mm-hmm. They could become investors in these programs. This could be a win for labor, for business, and for the taxpayer all at once. But there is no comprehensive plan, and there aren't people there squarely focused at Cook County on making this happen. But that is just an opportunity lost. It's a crime that has gone this long without being redeveloped.
Will you promise when you're elected to address that within the first 90 days?
Absolutely. Okay. You know, and that's a big – we're going to roll out a housing plan in a few weeks. I'm having my math double and triple checked by folks in the development community and in the finance community. But that is a big chunk, I think, of Cook County's future salvation here. We have a lot of dead land just sitting there.
I've been saying
that. Not only is it a blight and a disservice to the folks who live around it, but it's a lost opportunity to really create wealth and rebuild communities in areas that are struggling. A lot of the areas that are around these brownfields also happen to be very poor and underinvested in.
Yes.
This is a great way to generate new economic activity and growth. So, yes, we're going to roll out a very detailed plan on that.
If our listeners want more information about you and your campaign, where do they go?
RileyForCookCounty.com.
And I spelled it the Jewish way, R-I-L-E-Y.
But the Irish way is R-E-I-L-L-Y.
One more time. I couldn't get the email. I'm talking to his guy. I keep getting bounced back. I'm like, oh, I spelled it the way the Jews
spell it. R-E-I-L-L-Y for Cook County.
Okay. And you will come back?
Absolutely. Whenever you have me. It's great to be here.
And equal time? Tony Preckwinkle, Mama Bear, anytime you want to come in, we'll put you in the same seat as the alderman, and we could talk about these issues. You will get equal time. You have a better chance of Siamese twins elephants coming at your rear end between now and St. Patrick's Day.
Well, I wish you luck in getting the president, and I think it would be illuminating.
Yeah. Give me a break. I would love it. I would bet I would take the under. All right. One more time, your website, alderman. Got to hit a break.
RileyForCookCounty.com.
All right. Whatever you need from me, you got. And I'm voting for you. I'm pulling for you because we need a change. We got to hit the reset button, and you're the guy to do it. Home Sweet Home Chicago, taking a quick break. We'll be back after these messages.
I was out at a restaurant. You heard me talking about my radio show. It comes up to me. He's like, you have a radio show?
Do you know who I am?
I'm like, yeah. He's like, I don't believe you.
People know me.
And then his wife looks at me. She's like,
really? I'm very happy for you.
Why do you have a radio show? I go, because I'm very talented.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
I'm surprised they didn't look at you and say, like, yes, it makes sense. Perfect. Yeah, you have a perfect physique for radio.
Yes. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You know why elections are important? Because if we don't get this real estate tax bill situation fixed, you can't insulate your home. You can't put an addition on your home. You can't afford to fix your concrete. You can't afford to fix your floors.
Just because it's an unknown, right?
It's expensive.
Yeah.
You have to pay all this stuff out. Ineffective leadership costs our listeners thousands of dollars. Every single day, every single week, every single month that we live in this type of elected officials that are running things, the discombobulation, it's unbelievable.
Good job. Good word.
You're welcome.
Full circle.
It's unbelievable.
Nice. Good interview, David.
Yeah. Thank you. I just, enough. 2010, enough. Let's get people in there. You know, you tried this for 15 years. It hasn't worked out too well. All right, Andre, let's do this. You mentioned something at breakfast about the battery wall, the Tesla battery wall.
Power wall
that fascinated me. Listen to this. Go ahead. Explain.
So here's the thing. What Powerwall does, it's a battery and an inverter for the solar panels. But if you install it alone, you know how we have metering. It's based on the electricity, high consumption, low consumption. So during the evening when you're at home, it can go up like 60 cents per kilowatt
hour.
Hold on.
Your evening is between 5 and 9.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So I thought evening night. Was...
Get it.
But it's early evening,
early while, evening
when you get home from work. And before you go to bed, so correct. That 4 to 5
that's
hours.
A busy time in your
okay.
life.
Okay,
right. Yep. TV, you of know, course. Cooking, you know, yep. showering, kids,
all
everything,
the
right? All the things. The electricity right now is going to go like 60 kilowatt per cents per kilowatt hour. But then during the day, when nobody's at home, you know, nobody's using it as much, it can be around, you know, 12, 14 cents.
They charge.
Yes.
Yes. So what the Powerwall does, if you install it, what it can do, you can be charged during the day. And then in the evening, when peak hours kick in, or in the morning, same thing. They have morning hours too.
Right.
You know, peak hours in the morning. You can take it from the Powerwall, the electricity, so you pay less. And then it recharges again, like at night, like at midnight, or like again next day during the day.
I need a calculator to figure out if that would save me money, though. Like, how many cents per this would it cover to cover the cost of a $10,000 Tesla Powerwall?
So $10,000, it's too much because you get rebates. So yeah,
it's right now, right?
$15,000 actually installed, but you get $4,000 from ComEd. You get a $4,500 tax credit. So realistically, it's maybe a $5,000 investment that it's going to hold you for at least 15 to 20 years. And if you consider that the electricity goes up every year by, you know, 3 to 5% every year, and because we spoke last time, AI data centers, right?
Yeah.
Those are going to consume more and more. So this is going to be actually a great tool to, you know, play with your savings.
If your average electric bill, right, is $200 to $400 a month.
That's mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you could cut it because you're generating, charging the batteries from midnight to 3 or whatever it is when it's off
low
peak.
Low cost
off peak, right? And it's a third.
Hmm.
It doesn't take that long if you're getting $9,500
back. That's a good point.
You make that money back pretty quick, especially with the 14 kids you got running around.
Yep. Okay? No, that's good math.
Plus, especially it gives the 14 you kids. In case of an outage, electricity, you're going to be backed up. Your AC is going to be working. Some pump is going to be working. So it's going to give you peace of mind if there is no, you know.
Yeah, you don't need a whole house generator.
Exactly.
Because that's your whole house generator.
Yeah. Blown away.
So you're buying the electricity when it's cheapest.
Right.
Yeah. Using it when it's most expensive off the battery that you just saved all that money on.
Sure.
And you're recharging
And recharging it when it's cheap again.
Yeah. Yes.
That's exactly. And that's everything is automatic in the app on the phone. You don't have to do anything.
Wow. How much does it cost to install?
It's like 15 grand.
Oh, were you not listening to the show? Because we just went over that.
Sorry.
Yeah. You're here right now, right, Sarah? Okay.
Igor gave
15K, then 4K, then 4K, so about 5K.
Okay.
I was trying to summarize it for you.
Thanks, Igor. Yeah.
It's 15 grand. You get 4,000 back from ComEd. And you get $4,500 back from the Fed. Is that still going to continue, or is the Trump administration
trying to take it away?
September 30th.
Yeah.
But we don't know. They're fighting.
We know. He doesn't like anything like that. So, but it makes sense. His buddy, you know, what's his name? Ivan?
Tesla? Elon
Musk.
Yep, that's his name. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, you would think that it's a great way to consume electricity and de-stress the grid. We all know that the grid is old and it's stressed, and that's why we have power outages.
Right.
Yeah, and I think Andre made a perfect point. These AI data centers that are coming online, they're going to consume everything.
Yes.
And we as regular consumers are going to struggle because of it, because they have no choice but to raise their rates because of overconsumption. Right. So the demand is going to be so great that it'll further tax the grid, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens, I guess.
All right. So I got two texts. Phone numbers if our listeners want more information about that battery wall.
847-777-4777.
All right, here we go again with the wax ring.
Here we go again. Here we go again.
We
got another rebuttal. Okay. So it was the lady with the wax ring.
Oh, yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Draining 2 minutes. Total weight, maybe 50
so
pounds.
So she's breaking down our math.
She's breaking it down.
Yeah, she's breaking down our math.
Which is fine.
Or she, her, him, they, whatever.
It's fine.
They're breaking down our math.
It's a her because I talked to her.
Okay.
Draining 2 minutes.
Got
total weight, maybe 50 pounds.
Got it.
Okay. Nothing could go wrong lifting 50 pounds.
Never.
Especially a toilet that is kind of oblongated and not
two-piece, really. Old, baby, hard to say, question mark.
Yep. 50 pounds.
Yep.
Penalize customer for small bathroom.
Well, we never would, but yeah, there's liability there.
Okay. Plumber said he did thousands of wax seal replacement, only takes 15 minutes. Owner said he makes profit on price he charges and agrees that $300 is way too high.
So that was an interview. They basically said, I talked to a plumber who's the owner, and they said that's too much money. So now we have one perspective from one person that says that's too much money.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
So hire your kid and do it.
Sure.
Andre? And if you consider yourself that if you're the plumber, the installer, and the owner, it's a little bit different when you have employees and responsibilities than when you do it yourself and do it yourself.
Sure. 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 If Jeremy went out and put an addition on, it didn't have the 10 to 15.
I'm just putting food on my table.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about anybody else's food. As an owner, you have to worry about your food. Well, actually, you worry about your food
everybody's
last,
food. Right.
And you start worrying about everybody else's food.
Regarding the price, here's another text, and then we'll have a break. And then we got two more. Regarding the price to hire a professional, we call it pay and like it. Totally worth it. So that's another texter.
Sure.
And this is from a Packers fan.
Okay.
Good one, smartass. Bears still suck.
Okay. Got it. Okay. Fine. That's probably pretty accurate.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
Home Sweet Home Chicago. We'll be back after the news. Traffic and weather after these messages.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com. I love hearing the clip. I love to hear the clip from Governor Pritzker said, don't listen to WGN. I don't have a clip, but I have it here. On September 18th, 2025, Patch reported that Pritzker, quote, calls for boycotts of ABC and its affiliates, as well as Nexstar Media Group owned WGN. Axios covers that his call includes stopping viewership of WGN, encourage Chicago viewers to boycott WGN TV. So maybe, maybe it was just TV. Now we could lift it because now Kimmel's back. So because he missed a really good show. I'm sure he's behind the ultimate knockout, Mama Bear. 312-981-7200. We had a texter talking about bollards at schools.
Yes.
And I can't find the
integral
flipping text, but something how it saves kids.
Yeah.
And that they should do it at school. And there was an example of it, and I cannot locate it. I apologize.
Like a car pickup line or something?
Yeah.
Well, I think in front of our playgrounds, in front of the playgrounds, in front of the front entrance, any place that you have some major traffic of pedestrians would be a great place to protect the sidewalk with bollards on the street side. I think that would be a great use of funds for a school.
Hey.
Go ahead.
How about an automatic bollards that they go out, from the
hydraulic,
from Demolition Man. Are you talking about from Demolition Man? The
buildings,
they have automatic ones.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
I think those are wildly expensive.
Okay. I would imagine wildly expensive. Yeah, well, if they're government buildings, they probably didn't spare no expense, right?
Yeah, but you don't need them to retract all the time, what you're talking about, Sarah. But schools, playgrounds. Mm-hmm. I mean, those never need to come down.
No, they just need to stay up. Exist and protect the investment of the community in their school facility. I agree. I love it. I love that idea. Schools. How about a church? We don't often talk about our places of worship, but they can be sometimes targeted in different types of nefarious acts, and I think that would be a great safety measure for a church or place of worship.
I found the text.
Okay.
It was a poor school kid that got killed at a car wash. Another incident is the poor grammar school kid that got killed in Hinsdale. He was walking past a car wash in the midtown of Hinsdale when an attendant hit the gas while he was pulling the car out and killed the poor child.
Very sad.
Look it up, they put up bollards up. I don't know how that pulling out? I don't know.
Yeah, we'd have to maybe look at that site specifically.
You could still stop. There's a gap, and then there's grass, and then there's a sidewalk. So just put it there.
And if you are a business looking to add bollards, it can be a decorative item. We have caps that go on them, and you could put your logo or different slogans that you have onto the bollard. It doesn't have to be an eyesore.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
And it probably looks better than those concrete
those are the
barricade
worst.
Things that they put up. Those are
terrible. Sure.
They
try to dress them up, but they just they don't look
like good. In outfits? They dress them up in outfits? Or they just paint them? What do you mean dress them up?
Well,
in latex? Are we back to latex? Is that what we're doing right now?
We need to steer away.
We're close to 1 o'clock, so maybe we're just fried. We're ready to go.
We're not fried. We're completely on it.
Sharper than ever.
We could go another three, right?
We could go another three, sure.
It might get weird, but we could do it.
No, we're going to need something to drink then.
There you go. We're going to need something to drink.
Now we're talking drinks. And
Let's talk.
Coffee, David. Coffee,
so, somebody asked me a text message about interest rates and about the 10-year and where do I think it's going to happen. So let me just address that real quick and we'll get on something else. I think that we are in a downwardly mobile 10-year note market. Why? Because President Trump is going to do everything in his power to get these interest rates down because he needs the interest rates to go down. What the Fed Chair Powell does and the board presidents throughout the country do is impact short-term rates, which are, once again, car loans, credit cards, short-term, HELOCs, everything that's got to do with short credit cards. That's what the Fed Chair controls. Some of the times when the Fed Chair cuts the rates, the 30-year actually goes up like it did last September. He cut it, it went down for 10 days, and then it ricocheted up 0.75 point. We hope that doesn't happen. Yeah. I truly believe in my heart of hearts, in my 25 years worth of experience, that the Treasury Secretary, who was in lockstep with the president, will start buying mortgage-backed securities again.
in order to create a market to generate lower rates. Because if there's a market for it, then the investors will come in because it's a safe investment. Okay.
Did you just air quote safe?
You
did see the movie The Big Short, right?
And how did we get out of it? The federal government came in and started buying bonds and started buying mortgages. That's then now.
Are we back to tranches?
No, we're not. No. To get a loan through now, forget. I don't know how you get a fraudulent loan through.
Okay.
It's very, very extremely difficult with all the checks and balances. I'm just saying. I'm just forecasting this. This is my own personal
I understand.
Opinion, okay? I think FHFA Chairman Pulte should drop the loan level price adjustments. Been saying that for 6 months, okay, since he took office.
That's an easy button.
It's an easy button push. And I think if the rates keep coming down, inflation keeps going up, we're going to have stagflation. That's not good with the economy. And the only way we're going to get out of that is if typically what happens in stagflation, look in the 70s, interest rates shoot up into the double digits. President Trump is not going to want mortgage rates in the double digits because that will crush the real estate market. So the only way to accomplish that, I'm just forecasting it, mm-hmm. right, is that the Treasury comes in and creates a market for mortgage-backed securities and starts buying it, okay? And if there's a market that the federal government is buying mortgages again, you will see lower rates, and then people will continue to buy and start churning and burning, okay? And because we are buying it, we'll be adding to our debt, which isn't good, and that's a whole other problem. I'm not saying that this is going to happen. I don't even know what's going to happen Monday. But somebody asked the question, this is what I'm forecasting. This is my professional opinion. And I do think we're in an era of lower rates, and I hope it stays. I could be 100% wrong, but that's what I'm seeing now. And we've had 30 months of prolonged high rates, and we need a relief valve here. So go.
I know this is a smaller impact, but I heard of builders offering lower rates. They're buying the rates down.
Sure, because they want to get rid of their products.
Totally understand. Totally makes sense. Is that impacting the current mortgage market? Of course not, right?
No,
like, it's just
not.
Way too tiny
it's
of an
micro,
impact.
It's micro, micro, micro. Igor's going in to buy a new house.
Yep.
Builder is sitting on 6 properties.
Correct.
Can't sell.
Yep.
They've got the construction loan ringing up. That meter's
going.
Oh, yes,
they do.
They need to close on that home to get the $200,000 to $800,000 home that Igor's buying. Say it's a $500,000 home. They want to get that $500,000 loan home
off their books
so they stop paying money on that.
Yeah.
So they're going to offer to buy Igor's rate down, spend $25,000 on a rate reduction.
Yeah, so they're not dropping the price of their sale price because they don't want to devalue their house.
They're increasing the price and taking it out of the price and giving it back to Igor in a lower rate. Igor doesn't know that. What does he? He does floors.
Yeah.
Okay, he's just looking at it like, you know what? I got a 3% loan today.
Yeah, he's happy.
And his builder just spent like $30,000 to get him down to the threes.
Sure.
He doesn't care.
So that's not impacting our market at all.
Not at all.
Because it's so tiny.
But that's what's happening with builders.
You're right.
The builders are coming out and offering incentives. And when a listener calls me, I'm like, take the deal. Defense to fail.
Yeah, right.
Can't touch the deal.
Okay. Because they're not using you, obviously, because they're self-funding. Correct.
Right.
You can't do that. Yeah.
No, the builder's lender is doing it, which typically is part of them. So they're making a rip off the loan.
Yep.
And they're taking it to their title company. So they're making a rip off the title.
Totally makes sense.
So they're making it back.
Okay.
Trust me, these builders want to get that product off of their books so they could eliminate that construction loan and then maybe have one or two units left where they'll make their money.
Yeah.
That's the game.
That's the dice roll.
Makes sense.
Totally makes sense.
All right, now that we've just educated everybody on not to be a builder in this market.
We need builders to build houses. I mean, that's no question, right?
That's the risky part about being a builder.
Yeah.
You get elevated rates for a long period of time. You got to move the market. Nobody could afford a house.
And the price of materials went up and the price of labor went up. So, I mean, how did you navigate all that?
You got to get rid of that product.
Yep.
You got to live to another day.
Mm-hmm.
Home Sweet Home Chicago, coming up after these messages. We're going to, last leg of the show, we're going to open it up. Nugget of knowledge from all of our experts in studio. I just keep talking and blowing through the stops. All right. Benny's like, go to break. All right. Home Sweet Home Chicago. Come back.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We wanted to talk about your cleaning products.
Yeah, absolutely. What we basically did is we developed it to really help people save their floors. Our cleaning products are simply designed. We're not leaving any hesidue. We're just looking to allow your floor to perform properly.
How about hesidue?
Now you're just making up words.
You like that one?
Yeah, that's a good one. That's going to bite them.
I see the boys in the booth smiling already. Yeah.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Real quick, we talked about during the break, there's a condo. I think it's 800 North LSD over here. New condos starting in the sixes, rates in the fours. Okay, that's a perfect. They're spending tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars on commercials.
Yep.
rates in the fours. The only way you're getting rates in the fours is if the developer, that's a perfect example.
Yep.
The developer is taking the money from the commissions that the profits are making and incentivizing buyers because they're not selling condos as rapidly as they'd like. Otherwise, they're not offering rates in the fours.
Yeah, why else would they be doing it?
Because there's not enough demand.
Yeah.
There you go. Sarah, ladies first, nugget of knowledge on the way out.
All right. If you're looking at your facility, your commercial or industrial facility, and you need repairs to your loading dock or to your warehouse floor, it is best to give us a call now, 708-863-5735. You can use your year-end budget, whatever's remaining, to repair or improve your facility, or maybe even install some new bollards. And I want to speak to our residential clients. I didn't speak much to them today. If you have any home projects around your home, concrete front steps, patio, driveway, sidewalk, there is still time to, I mean, it's 84 today. There is still time to get your project in before the end of this season. Call us now as the permitting process does take a minute, but we are more than happy to assist. 708-863-5735 or andreasconstruction.com.
If it snows next week, we're coming after you for jinxing it. All right.
Oh, boy.
Mr. Floor, Mega.
It'll melt.
Mr. Floor. Thank you.
That is Igor Marak, Mr. Floor.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Igor Marak, Mr. Floor.
I appreciate the floor. No pun intended.
That's fun.
So I'd like to remind everybody of the absolute importance and how critical it is to maintain your floors correctly. It makes no sense to spend thousands of dollars putting in a brand new floor and then maintaining it incorrectly and destroying it. It's no different than changing the oil in your car for that car to last for an extended period of time and perform properly. We think the best way to maintain a wood floor or really a vinyl floor or any other hard surface type floor product is through the use of our Mr. Floor line of cleaning product. We recommend you put down that mop, put down that sponge mop, that wire bristle mop or whatever people are using at home that are destroying floors every single day. We recommend you go to MrFloor.com, try our line of Mr. Floor cleaning products. You won't regret it. We have thousands of Chicagoland clients using it. Use the promo code WGN for a nice offer on your first purchase. It'll get you the product to try. We just feel it's a fantastic way to maintain your floors and extend their life. Encapsulated dirt is the worst thing you can have on your wood floors. It'll destroy them, and it'll decrease their life. So appreciate everybody listening. And again, MrFloor.com. WGN code for a promo.
Would you let your dad know the next time you're on so he doesn't call in the middle of the show?
I did, but he forgot.
All right.
That's okay. It happens.
And he called. All right.
Dave forgets names all the time, and he's a host.
Andre Green Attic, how are you? Nugget of knowledge, my friend.
So for our residential clients, before winter coming and all the drafts, you know, it's great time to check for your attic insulation, walls, crawl space, and mold and moisture. We can, you know, take a look at everything and tell you exactly what's needed best, and it will help you improve indoor air quality. A lot of people have like different symptoms during the changing seasons. We're going to be able to help you with that. And that's why our slogan is healthy home, happy family. And then for our commercial clients, industrial, you know, light industrial offices, if you're changing your roof, if you're fixing any type of roofs, it will be a great time to do some insulation as well. So you can basically kill two birds with one stone, insulation, roofing combined together. So thank you, everyone. 847-777-4777 or greenattic.com.
Mega Pros, Jeremy. Mega Pros Home Improvement. I'm stalling.
That's okay.
There you go.
Megapros.com.
So kind of talked about just gutter cleaning, right? On Lou's show, had a caller talk about the gutter guards. We don't love them. They could potentially cause problems. Plus, they're expensive. So we recommend our preventative maintenance program. We come out twice a year. We'll inspect not only your whole exterior of your house, but we'll also clean your gutters for you, let you know what's going on. And it's just great peace of mind. Plus, no one's on a ladder, which is just a great program. So
amen.
Feel free to give us a call at our fun number that everyone probably already knows by now.
Oh, let me play it. I was reading the compliment.
That's okay. 7-6-5-8-89-89. Yep, that one.
That is a fun number.
That's a fun number. It's fun. It's just fun.
I was reading the compliment that the texter said. The sports guy on today is very good, better than the guy last week.
That's so cool. That's Tony.
It's Tony.
Hey, Tone. How about that?
Nice job.
Good job, buddy.
He's left. But that's fine. Okay. He's not there. Another one that
another one left. Okay.
All right. If you need if you're looking to purchase a new home, refinance your existing home, rates are now in the sixes. We haven't been able to say that in a long time.
Love to have the opportunity to talk with you to see if there's an opportunity to reduce your rate and your monthly payment, or take out a HELOC like the listener that you we spoke about at the beginning of the show.
Yep.
Doing a lot of HELOCs, make no money, so doesn't matter.
No, it's just it's because you're a man of the people.
Well, here's the deal. I explain it this way. It's like going in and me offering free tire rotations and free oil changes. I would rather have you pull your car into my garage and let me look over your situation so I could give you the best advice. So hopefully you
appreciate it. And it just cleans everything up.
It cleans everything up, puts you in the right position. Nice. So if you need something in the future, we have a relationship and we could help you in the long run.
That's I love
what it. It's all about. So that's my new slogan. It's a financial tire rotation and oil change. Complimentary on Team Hochberg.
I love it.
Like that?
I do like that. That's nice. Marketing genius.
855-563-2843-56david.com. Thanks for listening. Go Bears, go Hawks, and go Cubs, and I'm sorry about the Sox. All right, we'll be back next Saturday, everybody. Thanks for listening.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogel from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Andre Turia from Green Attic Insulation. Mr. Floor, Igor Morak. And Sarah Andreas from Robert R. Andreas and Sons. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.